Morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be finishing Megillas Koheles, the Book of Koheles, and this leads us to our 12th and last chapter, Perek Yud Beis. Let's take a look at this Perek. It is very powerful. It is divided into essentially two basic sections. The first section comprises of the first seven psukim added to Zion, and it's about light and dark. At the end of Perek Yud Aleph, we focused on light and dark in terms of light, youth, vibrance, the spring of one's days. Now our parak in the first seven psukim focuses upon the end of life. We talk about the twilight of life now. And it's so powerful, it really is just worthwhile reading altogether. But the first pasuk of the actual parak really belongs at the end of parak Yud Aleph. It's still talking about youth. From parak pasuk Beis onwards is about old age. And it's there's so many different images given to the end of life. It's very sobering to read. I'd like to just actually read those psukim with translation because they're so emotive just listening to them. Bayom shiozu'u shomrei habayis v'his avsu anshei achayil obod latachanus kimietu v'choshko ro'os barabeh. Listen to this. When the guards of the house become shaky, the men of valor are bent, and the maids that grind grow few or idle, and the ladies that pierce through the window grow dim. And the doors to the street are shut, with the noise of the handle growing fainter, the songs of the bird growing feebler, and the strains of music dying down. It's obviously a description of, so to speak, an enterprise, but it is a metaphor for the human being, slowly all the functions disappearing. When one is afraid of the heights and there is a terror on the road, and the almond tree may blossom and the grasshopper be burdened, and the caper bush may bud again, but man sets out for his eternal abode, with mourners all around in the streets. Ad asher lo yirosek chevel al hakesev v'sarutz gulas hazohov v'sishover kad al hamabua. Before the silver cord snaps and the golden ball crashes, the jar is shattered at the spring and the jug is smashed at the cistern. The dust returns to the ground as it was, and the life breath returns to God who bestowed it. Very powerful description for the defaulting, the failure of a human being as their health diminishes and finally they pass from this world. The last pasuk is a very powerful pasuk, which is in fact said as part of the Yizkor service, and the Yashava Afar al Aretz Kashaya, that the dust will return to the ground as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. And the Mitzvot points out that there's two components to a human being. There's the material component and the spiritual immaterial component, and those two will return to their quarry. The material person will return to the material earth, and the spirit will return to God. That's what's being described over here. However, Rashi says, no, this is referring to Jewish history. V'yashova afar, what is the dust returning? They're referring to me, Bavel ba'u le'Bavel chazru. They came from Bavel and they returned to Bavel. V'aruch toshuv zu ruach ha'kodesh, shekevan shinistalka ruach ha'kodesh galu. We're talking about the state of Israel, the nation of Israel. When the Jews will live, so to speak, the dust will return to the places they start in their family history. And now, not only do they, the body returns, so to speak, and leave the land of Israel, in a sense, dead, but also the spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, leaves them as well. It's interesting that the Gemara in Shabbos actually notes on Daf Kuf, Kufnun Beis and Beis, interesting exception to the rule of biodegradation. It talks about certain grave diggers who were digging in Rav Nachman's lands, and they came across a body, the body of Rav Achai Bar Yoshia. And what's interesting is they came to Rav Nachman and they said, you know, this person just rebuked us. He says, why? He says because he turned to them and he said, and they asked him, isn't the teaching that people will return to dust? So the dead person responded, he says, you know, Rav Mari, did I not know him? He says, surely it says that the dust should return. And he explains, no. You may know Koheles, this pasuk, that the dust will return to the earth. But in the end of the day, you didn't read Mishle. Mishle says, Rekav Atzamois Kina, or Rekav Atzamois Kina. that that which causes the bones to rot is jealousy. And that means to say that a person who does not experience jealousy, a person who is fully and completely happy with who they are, and they know exactly who they are, and they're doing the right thing in life, they don't buy a degrade. And there's stories about famous tzaddikim that when they had to move their graves, in fact, there was no rot. There was no chibot hakever, as is described. So this pasuk in Qualis is describing the regular run of the mill, but there are those people who are not subject to this process as well. Which leads us to the last section of the perek, which is Pesukim Ches to Yud Dalad. And this is the famous closing of the book. He closes again with a similar way he started, Havel Havolim Omar Qualis HaKol Havel. Everything is empty. But notice that it's not as elongated. He doesn't say it seven times as he said it in the beginning of the Sefer, so perhaps it's a little more tempered. And then he goes on to describe how he'd sought to find wisdom, he'd sought to find chefetz, the matters of divrei chefetz, matters or desires that he felt were appropriate. And in the end of the day, he says, look, he follows the words of the wise people, and he tells his son, don't just follow, don't just read what is in books or what's written in books. And he goes on to say the famous statement, which we all read out loud together, Sof Devara Kol Nishma. In the end, everything, once everything is said and done, Es Alokim Yirah, fear God, Es Mitzvot Shemar, God His commandments, keep His commandments, Kizeh Kol Adam, this is the entirety of the human being. And that's the penultimate pasuk, the final pasuk is, Ki Kol Asher Kol Maaseh Alokim Yavoh B'Mishpat, everything that Hashem makes, we'll have a judgment day. I'll call ne'elamim tovim ra, whether it's hidden, good or bad, everything will be judged. Not to end the book on such a sober note, we repeat the penultimate pasuk once again. Just a few pasukim to focus on in this section before we close our sefer and our learning together today. That is pasuk yud aleph. The pasuk yud aleph is describing the words of the wisdom or the righteous. Direi chachamim takar darva nois. The sayings of the wise are like goads. Ukamash morois. Nituim and like nails fixed in prodding sticks. They were given in groups from one shepherd. The Gemara Chagiga has a long discussion as to these metaphors, and describes these are the fences, these are the siyogim, which were created by the Chachamim in order to guard the Torah itself. This is the Gemara Chagiga on Gimel and Beis describes how important it is for the Chachamim to set up these guidelines, these guardrails, in order that people get going the right way. And sometimes those guardrails need to actually be goads which have nails in them in order to push people. The nails have to be permanent. They have to be there because they're going to be there. It's not just that the minhagim are moved backwards and forwards at a whim of the convenience of the doer. No, there's an element of in the importance and the posterity which is being guided and guarded by those who are the Balei Asufos, those who are the sages. Which means to say that the sage is not the one making the rules, the sage is the one is ultimately preserving, is the coach for a person to be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's their goal. Ultimately, the Gemara finally says, but if there's so many different opinions, there's so many different ways of doing things, Balei Asufos, that people sit in different groups and they have so many different ways and different minhagim and different approaches, so how can we know what is really true? The pastor concludes, Mirai Echad. They were all given from one shepherd. There's many different truths which fracture out into different expressions, but it ultimately comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one place. So this is perhaps a description of the expansion and expression of halachic methodology. Very, very fascinating topic in and of itself as to how you can have multiple different types of practices all relating to the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same divine inspiration, the same way that they want to bring us to divine inspiration. Let's take a look at Pasuk Yud Beis. He seems to have a bone to pick with a lot of books. What does that mean? The Yoser Mehemo Bnei Yisraher. He says, "My son, please be warned against them more." So Svarim Mabe, the remaking of many books and kates without limit. And much study is the wearing of flesh. So is he telling his son not to learn? Surely he's just been trying to tell his son it is important to learn. Mitzvot explains no. The idea is he saying to his son, you can read so many books, but at the end of the day, the books will be not sufficient to be able to give you the necessary guiding principles, how to lead your life. In fact, the Talmud Chachma says, my book will not be enough. I've just gone through 12 chapters of explaining the importance of life, the notion of being sober, of being looking at life in a more careful and gravitous way. Yet, in the end of the day, my book is not sufficient. You can read book after book after book, and you still won't get the fineness, the purity of what Yiras Hashem is supposed to mean. Therefore, keep searching. Keep realizing that it's not simply something which can be checked off on a checklist. And finally, the pasuk that we're going to focus on last is pasuk Gimel Sotav Arakol Nishmai Sadakim Yiravis Misosov Mishamor Kizeh Kol Adam. The famous pasuk at the end of the day, once everything is said, heard, fear Hashem and guard His commandments, because this is the human being. The Ibn Ezra explains that what does it mean Sotav Arakol Nishmai? Because at the end of the day, all human beings are going to die, which is what he's emphasized numerous times in the Sefer. Because we're all going to die, therefore it cannot be that success and achievement must be this worldly, because we're all ending up in the same plot. That being the case, it must be something which is not this worldly, and that is Yiras Hashem, which is Yiras Elokim, which is only something which goes beyond this world. The Ta'alumas Chachma explains that after all is said and done, the human being is comprised of the capacity for spiritual change. The 248 limbs and the 365 sinews of the human body are being built on a spiritual level. We'll call it the spiritual expression or spiritual model of the human being is built by the Ma'asim Tovim and the mitzvahs that a person does in this world. And to the degree that a person is willing to live a life engaged in Yiras Hashem, to that degree they build their spiritual body, that when they get to the next world, they'll have that body. Those who engage simply in indulgence and convenience and entertainment will have very little to be living in the next world. There will be no body for them to live in, because they didn't utilize their body in this world to construct that spiritual body in the end of their lives, which is Sotavar Kol Nishma. What it means to say is Kizeh Kol Adam, Yiras Hashem is the entire human being, the entire human form that you're creating for yourself, if you're so willed to use your life to want that. And finally, just one very sobering thought over here, that Darke Yosher points out in this last pasuk over here, is that a lot of times we see people live lives where Sof Tovar HaKol Nishma. In the end of their life, everything is heard. And then they realize they're on their deathbed, they're in the end of their retirement, and then they slowly start realizing, you know, they start regretting, they start looking at their life twice, they start saying, you know, shouldn't I have? Wouldn't it have been better if? But at the end of the day, he says, isn't it much better when a person is in such a situation? They're half a person. They've lost their strength. They've lost their vigor. Sometimes they're not mobile. It's very difficult at that point in time to be able to reconstitute a person, even though they have the right perspective then. He says, perhaps a better way of going about life would be is Kol Adam. Do it while you're all Adam, when you have all the wherewithal, when you're in your youth, when you have your vigor, when you have inspiration, when you have your passion, when you have your memory, when you have your ability, at that point in time, when you're investing in yourself, when you're investing in Yiras Shamayim, then it can be Kol Adam. Every aspect of you is going to be enriched by this. Not something just as a gift at the end, a runner-up prize, because you worked it out at the end of the day. This is the Koheles. Koheles is very much a heavy book. Koheles is a book which makes us think, and that's precisely the point. That's precisely the point why we read it, the season of happiness, to remind ourselves that there's a lot more to life. There's a lot more thinking which needs to be going on in our lives. Let's listen to the song of Koheles. Let's listen to the words of Koheles, and God willing, incorporate his lessons. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.